Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey everybody, Nick here. Welcome to a special bonus podcast episode of the Private Labeler Show. We're helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business in 2016. So again, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining for this very special bonus content episode of the show. Now, I decided to release this episode to all the listeners out there, and I went back and forth on whether or not I actually wanted to do this podcast because it doesn't directly relate to Amazon private labeling or even Amazon FBA necessarily, okay? However, after some back and forth, I thought this episode would ultimately deliver value to most of you out there. Now, in fact, I think it just might be what a lot of you need to hear or might help a lot of you get on the right track with making money online, okay? Now, this episode is specifically about Amazon Kindle. So not private labeling, not Amazon FBA, not e-commerce, you know, with selling your own physical products or anything like that, but specifically Amazon Kindle and publishing ebooks. Now, I don't personally want to be known as an Amazon Kindle guy, even though I have literally made hundreds of thousands of dollars from Amazon Kindle over the past few years. You know, I've even coached students on Amazon Kindle, and I'm proud to say that many of them have gone on to quit their jobs and live life on their own terms because their Kindle businesses were doing so well. Me personally, I'm after kind of the long-term play in the big picture. And to me, that's more geared towards private labeling, building my own brands of physical products and selling through Amazon FBA. Okay, so I still sell and have Kindle books, but I'm just not very active with it whatsoever because it doesn't fit my long-term vision. Now, in this special bonus episode, I wanted to quickly walk you through exactly how I got started making money online with Amazon Kindle. I also wanted to show you how Amazon Kindle can even benefit your Amazon private label business in a lot of ways. So if you've listened to some of my earlier podcasts, I talk a lot about how I got my start in Amazon Kindle. Now, I've made tons of money with Kindle, and again, I continue to do so to this day. And I've learned many, many, many valuable skills as a Kindle publisher that I still use to this day with my private label products business. So some years back, I ended up stumbling along this course that taught you how to make money online by publishing ebooks through Amazon Kindle. And at the time, I had never purchased an online course before. I had never made a dollar online. So the entire thing was new to me. And I wasn't even looking to necessarily make money online at the time. In fact, I stumbled across this course because I was actually trying to figure out how to write a book and get it published online. So one thing led to another. And I see that there was this guy out there teaching people how to make a bunch of money by publishing ebooks on Amazon Kindle. And the crux of it was is that he wasn't even writing these books. And I thought, well, how the hell can that be? Like, how does that work out? And then the whole concept just blew my mind. So I kind of took a leap of faith and decided to purchase this course called K-Money Mastery. Some of you may have heard it or have even gone through the course. So I bought this course and I thought, you know what, I'm going to follow this course to the T because I really, really bought into what the creator was talking about. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go for this. And I'm really glad that I did. So a short while later, after following this course to the T, I essentially was making enough money that I could quit my day job. And I was now a full-time Kindle publisher, kind of learning all about internet marketing, learning all about Amazon, doing really well with Amazon Kindle, but again, just learning tons about internet marketing and all things related to making money online. Now, although I wasn't writing any of my own ebooks, all I was doing was simply publishing these ebooks that I was getting ghostwritten. I was publishing them to Amazon Kindle. And I was making money each time somebody bought one of my ebooks, and I would get a royalty anytime anybody bought one of my books. Now, this course, the K-Money Mastery course, it was extremely well done. And it taught me all about Amazon, taught me all about publishing, taught me all about keywords, marketing, and just really a lot more. There's a lot more to it than just Kindle publishing. It kind of goes over the top and teaches you all about internet marketing as well. And really, Kindle publishing is very similar to private labeling a lot of ways. So I just thought I would mention that. It's pretty darn similar. You're ranking, you're doing market research, the giveaways, you know, for reviews and all that. It's kind of similar in a lot of respects. Now, again, after I started making money online and making a considerable amount, I was just really hooked on this whole concept of internet marketing. And I started to consume lots of information, try out, you know, different other ways to make money online. And again, the Kindle Money Mastery course taught me a ton about that. It taught me about email marketing and just other things related to social media marketing and just all this kind of cool stuff. So it was really like a course that, you know, not only taught me how to make money with Kindle, but it went so much in so much more depth than that. Now, I still use a lot of those skills that I learned from that course years back. I still use a lot of those skills to this day. And overall, I have to say it was probably one of the best purchases I have ever made in my entire life, hands down. And I think the course costed me at the time like $67 or something like that. So it was a really low investment. And for the output that I got out of it, it was a no-brainer. I'm pretty sure the course is still about $67. And I know that it has been updated many times over. And if you guys are unfamiliar with the K-Money Mastery course, it was created by Stefan Palernos, and he runs the Project Life Mastery blog. So he's also a Kindle publisher. He teaches people how to publish on Kindle with that course and through his coaching and things like that. He's also an Amazon FBA private label seller. He has his own brand on Amazon, which I believe is called Life Mastery Nutrition or something like that, where it's like his own. He's really into fitness, so he's actually got his own supplement line on Amazon FBA that he sells and does really well with. So he kind of does a lot. He does coaching, he does, you know, internet marketing, all things related, and he's got a fantastic YouTube channel. But check out his blog, projectlifemastery.com, if you haven't already. I know some of you guys listen to this already follow Stefan. He's a great dude, and I've actually personally met him, I think it was last year at the Traffic and Conversion Summit. Just a super inspiring guy, and I do follow his blog fairly religiously. So again, take a look, but he's the guy that created the K-Money Mastery course, okay, which has taught lots of people about Kindle publishing and kind of opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. So I kind of wanted just to break down exactly why you might want to look into getting into Kindle publishing, even if it's just something that you do on the side or whatever. But again, I don't want to take anything away from private labeling. I just want to show you how dabbling into Kindle publishing might be a good thing for some of you listening out there. Now, if one of the problems that a lot of private labelers or people just getting started in private labeling, one of the problems that they face is they don't have enough capital to buy those batches of inventory that you have to buy from your factories or suppliers, which is totally understandable. Maybe you're just kind of scraping by and, you know, you're looking for ideas so that maybe you can kind of come by, you know, a couple $100 or $500 or $1,000 to buy that batch of inventory. And in fact, a few podcasts back, maybe a few months back, I did a podcast episode with Steve Rakin of the Rakin Profits YouTube channel, where we talk about reselling on Amazon and going to garage sales and rummage sales to basically resell on Amazon. So that way you can build up some capital so that you can afford to buy some inventory. So check that episode out. I'll link it in the show notes if you haven't checked that out already. So that's one of the ways that, again, you can bring up or make some capital. Now, another way that you can make capital is through Kindle publishing. And that's exactly what I did. So when I decided to jump into private labeling, I didn't have to worry about scraping money to buy inventory. Like, I already had a Kindle publishing business that could fund all of my private labeling needs through all the tools that I would need and all the product and all the other related expenses. So it was really nice to have that cash flow, that bank account that supported my private labeling. Again, a lot of that was due to Kindle publishing. So if you're, again, struggling to come up with capital while you're learning to do private labeling, I would recommend that you take a look at Kindle publishing, because again, you can build up some capital fairly quick by publishing ebooks to Amazon Kindle. So it's just another idea for some of you to consider as a source of funds. Now, the beauty of Kindle publishing is that the barrier of entry is very, very low. It doesn't take much money at all to get started. I mean, it's very minimal. The barrier of entry to do private labeling is a little bit higher, obviously, okay? So that's why it's really attractive for a lot of people to get started with Kindle, because that barrier of entry is so low. And the beauty of Kindle, as I mentioned previously, is that you can learn tons of skills, tons of Amazon-related skills through Kindle publishing that you can then transfer over to your private label business down the road. You know, you're going to learn, if you learn how to do Kindle publishing through, like, let's say, K-Money Mastery, you'll learn how Amazon works, how the algorithm works. You're going to learn about niche research. You'll learn about ranking for keywords. You'll learn about learn about how to get reviews, all that kind of stuff, building an audience, building a brand of books and things like that. So a lot of the stuff, as I mentioned earlier, is fairly similar to private labeling. It's just a set of physical products. It's essentially just digital products, okay? So again, a lot of the skills do transfer over to private labeling. Now, even if you already have a private label brand on Amazon and capital is not necessarily an issue, let's say you already have a product up or you have multiple products up, physical products, and you're building that brand, I want to then just quickly explain to you why you still might want to consider dabbling into Kindle, into Amazon Kindle with ebooks. In my opinion, it's a great way to build out your brand. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you have a CrossFit brand, or you know what, let's say you have, again, the famous grilling products or grilling accessories brand. Let's say you have a grill brush and you have all these grilling accessories, the tongs, and you're doing really well. Let's say you have, you know, a handful of grilling accessories that you're doing really well with, and you want to kind of build that brand out further. You can use Kindle to do that. So one of the ways that you could do that is, let's just say you're really into grilling and you want to then offer recipes, grilling recipes, okay, or grilling tips or whatever, fill in the blank, anything to do with food, nutrition, grilling, all that cool stuff. You can then get content created in the form of an ebook and then publish those ebooks to Amazon Kindle underneath your brand, okay? So you can build out your private label brands over to the Kindle side, and let's say your private label brand was Big Daddy Grilling. Well, you could have Kindle ebooks underneath that brand of Big Daddy Grilling, you know, ebooks or whatever. So if you don't necessarily want to create blog content or something like that, put it up in the form of ebooks and just put it on Kindle. And here's why it's awesome, okay? So not only will you be able to build out your brand, you're going to be able to build an email list rapidly with Amazon Kindle. You're going to be able to build your audience out and build out, again, just the overall value of your brand, and then be able to cross promote your physical products from your Kindle books, okay? So let's say you create a couple of ebooks around grilling recipes, okay? So summer grilling recipes or whatever it might be. And somebody searching Amazon Kindle, let's say they log into Amazon and all of a sudden they're going through the Kindle store, they might see and notice your Kindle book. And then from there, they open that Kindle book up and they buy it or whatever it might be. And they read it and they get a whole bunch of really great tips and recipes. Great, they got a ton of value. And then within that Kindle book, all of a sudden, you're cross-promoting one of or all of your grilling accessories that are going to, again, enhance their experience, okay? So they're already a customer of Amazon. They already have their credit card on file. They read your book. They loved it. And then, you know, they see that you have a link in there or whatever it might be, and you're then linking them over to your physical products page, and then they buy your grilling accessory or your grill brush. So that can work both ways, okay? So it's really a great way to cross-promote. Now, another great idea that I mentioned is building an email list or building an audience. So at the end of your Kindle book or during your Kindle book, you can have those customers that bought your Kindle book on grilling or grilling recipes, you can have them opt in to your email list. And you know, you can create an email list, you know, you have them go send them to the landing page through lead pages and have those email addresses collected through AWeber. That's the setup that I use. Essentially then what you can do then is once they're on your email list, you can then start sending them emails and promotions and then promote your products down the line. Or let's say you come up with new stuff, you have a built-in list or built-in audience to launch when you want to launch your physical products, your new products, okay? And then you might give them a coupon code. Let's say anybody that's on your email list, you give them a 25% off coupon code to buy maybe some of your new stuff. Or if you're looking for reviews or somebody to beta test your new products, you already have those email or the email list and that audience that you're building through your Kindle books. So what I will tell you is that the majority of private labelers are not taking advantage of Amazon Kindle to build out their brands. They're just simply not doing it and overlooking it. So this could be a leg up on the competition that you can have that nobody else really has, okay? So again, you can build that audience, build your brand out with your Kindle books. And the beauty of it is too, is you're getting money every time somebody buys that Kindle book, let's say on grilling recipes. So not only is it doing all this marketing for you and promoting and driving of traffic, but you're making royalties every time somebody buys it, okay? So just think about that for a second. So whether or not you have one product or 10, you can use Amazon Kindle to just kind of have that leg up again on that competition, build that audience, build that email list, cross-promote your physical products. It's really a win-win situation. And here's kind of the best part about all that. You don't have to write any of these books. Okay, it's not necessary that you have to be a good writer or anything like that. So don't think, oh, well, I would like to do that, but I suck at writing. So let me just kind of walk you through this. Let's say, here's kind of the basics of publishing to Kindle. You're going to research a market and look at topics. So let's just say your market, again, is grilling, okay? So you're going to kind of research that market. You're going to look at the existing books that are already published in that market, okay? And then kind of look and see what everybody is doing. And then you're going to look at the reviews on the existing books and what the existing books offer, just the same way as you would with the physical product side. It's the same concept, okay? You're going to see what the competition is doing, what they're providing, and what they're not providing. You're going to read those reviews. And then from there, you're going to come up with some content ideas. And then here's the beauty of it is, or what you're going to do is you're going to go to Upwork, and you're going to go to Upwork.com and you're going to find a ghostwriter, okay? And then you're going to get a ghostwriter to create an ebook or ebooks based on your ideas around your content that you want to create. So they're going to create the content for you. And then you're going to get somebody to design you a cover. So you're going to head over to Fiverr.com, have them create a cover for you, okay? And then you're going to go to KDP, which is the Kindle publishing system or platform, and you're going to publish your ebook. And once your ebook is published, you're going to promote it, you're going to launch it, you're going to get reviews, you're going to start to rank for keywords, all the same stuff that you would do in a physical products business, okay? So once you have a book published, you're going to start making money, hopefully within days, okay? You're going to start making royalties, which is awesome, okay? Now, here's the cool thing that you can do too. Amazon gives you a ton of tools, or Kindle, they give you a ton of tools. So once you have that ebook out there and it's making you money, you can very easily then have your book, your ebook, created into a paperback version as well, and an Audible or an audio version as well, okay? So now you're just further enhancing and building out your brand, because not everybody loves ebooks. There are still people out there that love paperback books, and paperback books still sell really well, believe it or not. I make a ton of money and have made a ton of money through paperback books, believe it or not. And also too, people like to consume things in form of, let's say, Audible, which is a big, platform for people to get their books, you know, through an audio version. So audio is huge. You're listening to a podcast, obviously, that's audio. So you can very easily get your content created and transformed into multiple different ways, the paperback, ebook, and Audible. And then the beauty of this is too, is it doesn't matter where you live. You could live in Japan, you could live anywhere in the world, and you can create a KDP account so that you can publish on Amazon Kindle. So you're not limited by where you live, okay? So that's awesome too. Now, hopefully I kind of gave you a picture of what's all involved in Kindle publishing, okay? There are plenty of courses out there, plenty of videos, plenty of blog posts about Kindle publishing for free that you could probably scrounge around the internet and learn how to Kindle publish fairly successfully, okay? That's something that you could do. But my recommendation is that you get all the information kind of on one course or one site or whatever. It just makes things so much easier. It saves so much time. So the course that I fully endorse and fully recommend is Kindle Money Mastery, okay? So if you're interested in all at all in Kindle to, again, build up some capital or to gain some skills or to further enhance your brand, your physical products brand, I fully endorse it because it's going to teach you all those skills and help you become a successful Kindle publisher. Now, again, it's going to teach you everything you need to know. It's going to give you all the knowledge and resources and all the step-by-step videos that you're going to need to know, okay? And Stefan does a really great job with this course. Like I said, I've been through it, and since then, he has updated it dramatically to improve it even more. So if you are at all interested in K Money Master, if you want to follow along my path, okay, that it was a huge part of my path was Kindle Money Mastery, check out my link in the show notes for the link to that course. Or if you just want to learn more about it, he'll have a video about it on his page there. Or check out my resources page. So if you go to privatelabelershow.com/resources, I will have obviously a link to the K Money Mastery course there. Or if you just want to go directly to it as well, you can go to privatelabelershow.com/Kindle. So that will also take you to the K Money Mastery page to learn more about it. So I just thought I would kind of bring this up as a bonus content episode. A lot of people do ask me about Kindle. I do get emails about it constantly. And again, I struggled with whether or not I wanted to even talk about it because this is a podcast based on private labeling. It's a podcast and a blog based on e-commerce with physical products. And I didn't necessarily want to dilute or mix those messages up by talking too much about Kindle. So that's why I'm kind of releasing this as a bonus content episode, okay? So if you guys have any questions about Kindle whatsoever, let me know. Fire it away in the Facebook group. Fire it away on this blog post. So go to this blog post. I'll put all the links in the show notes as well. So check it out at privatelabelershow.com. Fire away however you need to, and I'll be glad to answer any of the questions that you might have. So hopefully you guys got some value out of this episode and are considering dabbling into Amazon Kindle. And I will talk to you guys in a future episode. Take care. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you and talk soon.